Good day, dear friend. It's my pleasure welcoming you to another wonderful episode of Word Bits with the Beloved Vocals, a podcast dedicated to sharing God's love with you and the world. I'm Chika, and what joy I have bringing you God's heart filled with love for you today. We'll learn from the Word of God that His love has already been shed abroad in our hearts by His Holy Spirit given to us. Now, the beautiful thing about salvation is that we not only get the total cancellation of our sins and are now seen as righteous and blameless in God's eyes, but we also get to have His Holy Spirit, His indwelling presence in our lives, to then help us on this earth journey to grow into maturity in the stature of Christ and also to enjoy His love all the way. It's absolutely amazing. So before I delve further into what God has for you and I today, I want us to take a moment and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day, another opportunity to share your love with your people. I pray for receptive hearts to your love today. I ask that the eyes of our understanding be flooded with your light so we can know the hope of your call upon our lives and the riches of your glorious inheritance for us in the saints. Now, for those who are yet to receive your love through Jesus, I ask that the blindfold from their eyes be removed by the blood of Jesus, that their hearts be convicted by your Spirit to the praise and glory of your most holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, we shall begin a new series today titled God's Plan Chosen. Therein, we shall discover all that God has completed already about you and I, even before He laid the foundation of the universe. We shall look at a scripture from Ephesians chapter 1, which begins with an introduction from the writer, Apostle Paul, who happens to be a very good example of what God can do with a transformed and renewed life in Christ. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, I'll be reading from the Passion Translation, that's TPT. Verse 1 says, "Dear friends, my name is Paul, and I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus the Messiah." Verse 2, "I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the Anointed One. May God Himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives." I'd like to pause here and reflect a little on who Paul was before he met Jesus and why he now introduced himself in this letter as chosen by God and how this applies to your life right now. Paul formerly was known as Saul and was a highly respected member of the Jewish council. You see, before his conversion, he was regarded as a Pharisee of Pharisees who intensely persecuted the followers of Jesus. In fact, Paul had to describe his life before conversion in his letter to the Galatians. In chapter 1, verses 13 to 16, I'll be reading from the TPT as well. It says, "By now you have heard stories of how severely I harassed and persecuted Christians and how systematically I endeavored to destroy God's church, all because of my radical devotion to the Jewish religion. My zeal and passion for the doctrines of Judaism distinguished me among my people, for I was far more advanced in my religious instruction than others my age. But then God called me by His grace and chose me from my birth to be His. He was pleased to unveil His Son in me so that I would proclaim Him to the peoples of the world. After I had this encounter, I kept it a secret for some time, sharing it with no one." Hallelujah. Now, what encounter was he referring to? It was the encounter of his meeting with Jesus on the way to Damascus to carry out his threat of killing and persecuting more Christians. This encounter can be seen in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. Now, for the benefit of those who may not have read nor have heard about Saul's story, I'll read this encounter as quickly as I can. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 22, reading from the TPT as well. It says, "During those days, Saul, full of angry threats and rage, wanted to murder the disciples of the Lord Jesus. So he went to ask the high priest and requested a letter of authorization he could take to the Jewish leaders in Damascus, requesting their cooperation in finding and arresting any who were followers of the way. Now, the way here means Jesus Christ, who says he is the way, the truth, and the life. I continue the scripture. Saul wanted to capture all of the believers he found, both men and women, and drag them as prisoners back to Jerusalem. So he obtained the authorization and left for Damascus. Just outside the city, a brilliant light flashing from heaven suddenly exploded all around him. Falling to the ground, he heard a booming voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, to persecute the church is to persecute Jesus, who is not only one with the church, that's those who believe in him, but he's also head of the church. So Saul's actions to Christian at the time was seen as persecution to Jesus. So reading on from verse 5, we see, "The men accompanying Saul were stunned and speechless, for they heard a heavenly voice but could see no one. Saul replied, 'Who are you, Lord?' 'I am Jesus the victorious, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, where you'll be told what you are to do.' Saul stood to his feet, and even though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. He was blind. So the men had to take him by the hand and lead him into Damascus. For 3 days he didn't eat or drink and couldn't see a thing. Living in Damascus was a believer named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling his name, 'Ananias.' 'Yes, Lord,' Ananias answered. The Lord said, 'Go at once to the street called Abundance.'" Now that's the Aramaic for the name Straight. "And look for a man from Tarsus named Saul. You'll find him at Judas' house. While he was praying, he saw in a supernatural vision a man named Ananias coming to lay hands upon him to restore his sight." "But Lord," Ananias replied, "many have told me about his terrible persecution of those in Jerusalem who are devoted to you. In fact, the high priest has authorized him to seize and imprison all those in Damascus who call on your name." The Lord Yahweh answered him, "Arise and go. I have chosen this man to be my special messenger. He will be brought before kings, before many nations, and before the Jewish people to give them the revelation of who I am. And I will show him how much he is destined to suffer because of his passion for me." Ananias left and found the house where Saul was staying. He went inside and laid hands on him, saying, "Saul, my brother, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me to pray for you so that you might see again and be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit." All at once, the crusty substance that was over Saul's eyes disappeared and he could see perfectly. Immediately, he got up and was baptized. After eating a meal, his strength returned. Within the hour, he was in the synagogues, preaching about Jesus and proclaiming, "Jesus is the Son of God." Those who heard him were astonished, saying among themselves, "Isn't this the Saul who furiously persecuted those in Jerusalem who called on the name of Jesus? Didn't he come here with permission from the high priest to drag them off and take them as prisoners?" Saul's power increased greatly as he became more and more proficient in proving that Jesus was the anointed Messiah. Saul remained there for several days with the disciples, even though it agitated the Jews of Damascus. Wow, hallelujah, what a wonderful story, what a wonderful encounter. Beloved, we see from this encounter of Saul that he who was once a legalistic antagonist became a grace preacher because Jesus chose to be merciful towards him. Jesus called him back to his original plan for his life, which was to be an apostle, that is, a special messenger of the good news of the gospel message, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The lesson from Paul's story is that we can be totally wrong while thinking we're actually doing the right thing. Paul thought killing and persecuting Christians was the right way to please God at the time, until he had an encounter, until he met God and got a new assignment. His life changed drastically. The truth is that many people have committed atrocities all in the name of religion, thinking they're doing the right thing, but thank God for his mercy. Religion has a deadening effect on our hearts, and like Saul, we need to fall off our high horse and have a lifetime encounter with Jesus, who will not meet us with condemnation, but mercy. Even after receiving his mercy, he will put you back on your feet and place you in the path for your life, which he has already chosen for you long ago, even before you were placed in your mother's womb, even before you were born. So like Paul in his opening letter to the Ephesians, which was our earlier reference scripture, you too can say, I am chosen. So wherever you've missed it, you may not have been a murderer like Paul, but your life was marked by sin. Could be fornication, adultery, perverse tongue, cheating, lying, slander, manipulation, gossiping, malice, quarreling, bickering, anger, bitterness, resentment, and other sinful ways of life, which you and only God know about. God says he's not holding out against you anymore. He has already paid the price for your redemption, and a new life awaits you. He is readily available to cleanse you and make you what you were supposed to be in his grand plan, not just for your life alone, but for those whom he wants to bless through you. Paul had an encounter and he became a blessing to nations. He became a blessing to the world. Life is all about God, and this life you are living is borrowed, and one day, someday, it shall be demanded back of you. But you can choose to make your life count by not only surrendering to Christ, but also living for his glory. You may not feel like it right now, but the truth is, you are chosen by God. And your first step to all of these is to get right with God, who loves you so much and has already paid for the total cancellation of your sins and your faults. Receive his love offer by simply accepting what Jesus Christ did for you and making him Lord over your life. If you would like to rededicate your life to Christ, or you'd like to start this new life in Christ, then please join me. Pray with me with all sincerity of heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I am truly sorry for my sins, and I confess them before you now. I believe Jesus came to earth, suffered for my transgressions and iniquities, took my place on the cross, and died for me. Thank you for showing me such great love. I receive your mercy by the precious blood of Jesus, and I confess Jesus Christ now as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, congratulations, dear friend. I join heaven to rejoice with you on your homecoming. If you just said this prayer, you need to grow in knowledge and revelation of all that Christ makes available to you, so you can live victorious in this chosen life already prepared for you. So I encourage you to join a local church, a body of believers, so you can learn more and have them support you in your growth. Or you can simply send me an email via thebelovedvocals@gmail.com. God bless you. Thank you for listening in. Have a fantastic day, and bye for now.